Imitate the Miser by William Mason. From The One Thing Needful to Make Poor Sinners Rich and Miserable Sinners Happy. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Is not Christ our richest treasure? Should he not be ever in our minds, and our minds ever on him? O Christian, the riches of your Christ are boundless and bottomless. You have in Christ unsearchable riches, an inexhaustible treasure which never fails. Oh, then, imitate the miser. Let your mind dwell on your treasure. Let your treasure be ever uppermost in your mind. Is the miser's mind ever upon and ever going out after his treasure? Just so, let your minds dwell on Christ. Does the miser value himself by his treasure? Just so must you value yourself upon Christ. Is he always pouring over his precious wealth? Just so should you pour over your precious Christ. Does the miser love to inspect and count over his beloved gold? Oh, let your mind be ever inspecting your beloved Christ in his wondrous person, in his amazing love, in laying down his life for you, his enemy, and in his glorious salvation of you, an ungodly sinner. Be constantly counting over all the great and precious promises which you have in him, all the graces, blessings, and comforts which you have from him, and the certain glory which you shall soon enjoy with him. Is the miser careful to keep and fearful of losing any part of his possession? So let it be between Christ and your mind. Hold him fast, cleave to him, be careful to enjoy him always. Be ever fearful of losing any blessing or comfort he has promised to bestow. Thus esteem Christ as your treasure. Let all your hopes center in him, and all your affections fix upon him, until time is swallowed up in eternity. Be receiving out of his inexhaustible fullness grace upon grace, blessing upon blessing, comfort upon comfort. Christ is your treasure. All other things are but dross and dung compared to him. Look down with a holy contempt upon all objects beneath your beloved. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8.